Saturday, 12th week, Ordinary Time 1. Readings from the book of Genesis and the Gospel of Matthew. First reading, Genesis 18, verse 1. And the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre, And the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men stood in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, My Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, while I fetch a morsel of bread, that you may refresh yourselves. And after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant, who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf which he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tent while they ate. They said to him, Where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, She is in the tent. The Lord said, I will surely return to you in the spring, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, If I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? If anything is too hard for the Lord, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you in the spring, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, No, you did laugh. Gospel, Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. As he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home in terrible distress. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion answered him, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, Go. And he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard him, he marveled and said to those who followed him, Truly I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and sit at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. And to the centurion Jesus said, Go, be it done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she rose and served him. That evening they brought to him many who were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our infirmities and bore our diseases. Theme: God blesses those who believe in him and treat others with kindness. One danger which threatens humankind is the selfish lifestyle of many modern people. They don't pay attention to others, no matter if the other is God, parents, or relatives, but only to themselves and their individual needs. We don't need to use higher doctrines of religion to know that these people shall not advance in life because they shall be put aside by God and others. Today's readings give us some examples about the proper treatment of God and others. In the first reading, the author of Genesis reported the patriarch Abraham's hospitality. Though Abram didn't know the guest who passed through his tent, he sincerely invited the guest to take a rest, to have something to eat, and to be refreshed. Recognizing Abraham's hospitality, the guest announced good news for Abraham and Sarah, that they shall have a son to continue their descendants at the same time next year. In the gospel, a Roman centurion humbly came to Jesus and begged him to heal his servant, who was in his deathbed at home. Knowing that Jesus was a Jew, but believing he could heal by his word, the centurion asked Jesus not to come to his house, but only to say the word, and his servant should be healed. Recognizing his faith and compassion, Jesus granted this request, and his servant was healed at that time. Analysis, reading 1. The patriarch Abraham's hospitality. The textual difficulty. Many scriptural scholars use this passage to illustrate the mystery of the Holy Trinity due to the following reason. In the first verse, the Lord is used as the singular person, first person singular. The Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. In the second verse, Abraham saw three men. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men stood in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth. The third verse is back to the first person singular, when Abraham said, "My Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant." Verses 4 and 5 are back to the singular person plural, as Abraham said, "Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, while I fetch a morsel of bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." The good news for Abraham and Sarah. After receiving Abraham's hospitality, the guest said to him, "I will surely return to you in the spring, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." This is the news that both of them wished to have all their lives. It couldn't have happened in the human way because they were advanced in age and Sarah was no longer, had the thing that happens to women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you in the spring, and Sarah shall have a son. Gospel. Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. The faith of the Capernaum centurion. The way he expresses his faith showed he had compassion. The one whom he asked Jesus to heal isn't his blood relative, but only a servant. According to Roman tradition, a servant is only considered as a thing to trade and to use. We aren't surprised when Jesus responded to his compassion, because he is the merciful one. He was very tactful and humble. The Roman centurion learned that the Jewish tradition didn't permit a Jew to be under the same roof as a Gentile. Therefore, to prevent a bad reputation for Jesus, the centurion said to Jesus, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. His saying is used by the church for preparation of the faithful souls before receiving the Eucharist. He was a strong believer. When he heard Jesus answer, I myself shall come to heal him, he believed in Jesus' power without a doubt. Moreover, with an officer's experience, he believed that Jesus could heal his servant without presence. Jesus' reaction. Witnessing the expression of faith of the Gentile officer, Jesus was surprised and told the crowd who followed him, Amen, I say to you, is in no one in Israel have I found such faith. The truth is hurt, but it must be open the faithful's eyes. Those who have no religion sometimes express their faith as more profound than the faithful. He warned the believers who lacked faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into the outer darkness, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. The children of the house have a right to inherit their ancestral heritage, but if they are inhumane and ungrateful, their parents shall give the heritage to those who are grateful and know how to use it better. The right to inherit God's heritage is only for those who believe and are faithful to God. The centurion's faith healed his servant. Then Jesus said to the centurion, You may go as you have believed. Let it be done for you. And at that very hour, his servant was healed. He healed all of our sicknesses. Saint Matthew continued to report two more of Jesus' miracles and illustrate Isaiah's words in the fourth song of God's suffering servant. He took away our infirmities and bore our diseases. The example of Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus healed her because she was Peter's mother-in-law. Peter was his beloved disciple. When healed by Jesus, she didn't think that she needed more time to rest, but hurried up to serve Jesus and his disciples. This must have been an example for us to, this must be an example for us to follow. When we receive something free of charge, we must also freely give. Those who only keep receiving shall not advance further in life. Jesus healed all sick people. Matthew continued to report, when it was evening, they brought him many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick. This demonstrates that God isn't the cause of suffering. The sufferings happen because people caused that or it was the effect of weather. However, God can let sufferings happen for better purposes than we mentioned many times. Application in life. We should treat others with kindness because God, who fathoms all things, shall send his angels to help and to protect us. The most important things in our life are to believe and to love God, expressed through what he does, expressed through what he teaches. Disobeying God and reasoning around to protect our wrongdoing are the reasons to be kept out of. Disobeying God and giving reasons which protect our wrongdoings are reasons to be kept out of God's kingdom. The name Christian isn't enough to be saved. We must sincerely do God's will all the days of our lives if we want to enter his kingdom.